From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council may vote on a resolution Tuesday, April 16th, to reject the recently released preliminary assessment role and terminate its contract with GAR Associates. The news comes after the firm's reevaluation of the city resulted in the doubling or tripling of some real property assessments. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro confirmed the resolution calls into question whether GAR Associates of Amherst fulfilled its 2017 contract with the city. DiPietro said, and I quote, "Everything is under a deadline. The more quickly we act, the better," end quote. Formal grievance day is May 28th. The resolution points to a number of issues with the way GAR handled the city's assessments, including its failure to provide data to property owners in support of its valuations. When the data was provided, the resolution asserts it was done only when the property owner requested it and with only 2 days' notice via email. The contract entered into by the city and GAR specified that the city taxpayers were entitled to the information. On April 5th, a group of Hudson residents submitted a petition bearing more than 100 signatures to Mayor Rick Rector and DiPietro, calling on the mayor to reject GAR's preliminary assessments, correct individual property descriptions, further research and recalibrate the comparables provided, and to adjust valuations so property maintained by the same owner between 2018 and 2019 was not penalized by an assessment increase of more than 20%. DiPietro denied the resolution now under consideration by the council is a reaction to that petition, but he said concerns from a group of citizens did lead to the resolution. The Hudson Common Council will meet at 7 p.m. April 16th at the Hudson Library, located at 51 North 5th Street. Editors know DiPietro is an active WGXC programmer. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Dutchess County will celebrate National Public Safety Telecommunications Week this month by marking the 20-year anniversary of the county's 911 emergency dispatching system. In 2018 alone, the center answered nearly 255,000 phone calls for assistance and dispatched 126,000 separate emergency incidents in the county for 35 fire departments and rescue squads, 4 EMS agencies, and 12 law enforcement agencies. County Executive Marcus Molinaro said, and I quote, "We can all sleep soundly knowing someone will be there, no matter what time of day or night, to answer our call when seconds count. This week and all year long, we recognize these men and women for their contributions to this critical and life-saving role," end quote. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Planning Board decided last week to continue its review of the Polis Family Resort site plan without input from the zoning board. Polis' new owner, Jacob Barhoren, has proposed using the now-shuttered resort as an overnight camp for special needs children. It would serve the Hasidic community and include daily prayers and worship. Town officials differed on whether the proposal was a permitted use or would require a special use permit and a public hearing. After the planning board referred the matter to the zoning board for interpretation, it soon reversed the decision. On April 11th, Catskill Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo said, and I quote, "We are rescinding our request for an interpretation based on a recommendation from our attorney. There was a decision made in the third appellate court that supports what they want to do on that site," end quote. Barhoren's plan would accommodate 60 children, 60 staff, and 50 miscellaneous guests, such as family members, using the facility's existing buildings. Barhoren will appear before the planning board at its next meeting on April 23rd. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the ARC of Ulster Green County announced April 15th it will merge this summer with the ARC of Putnam to form the ARC Mid-Hudson. The organization said in a press release, and I quote, "Given the need to enhance and expand services and supports combined with the current financial climate, a recommendation was made by the ARC New York for the two chapters to unify," end quote. The ARC New York is a family-led organization that advocates and provides support and services to people with intellectual, developmental, and other disabilities. According to the press release, ARC management and board members have been meeting to oversee the unification process, but there was no mention of whether jobs will be eliminated as a result of the merger. The Ulster Green chapter is based in Kingston, and the Putnam chapter is based in Carmel. The ARC of Ulster Green said it provided services for 1,300 people in Ulster and Green counties from preschool through adulthood. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.